This is Unmind with Great Cloud Michael Elliston Roshi.
The Three Marks of Dukkha, number 2. Sickness. Am I getting sick? Was I ever truly well? How are you feeling? Continuing with a consideration of the realities of day-to-day Zen practice, in the context of Buddhism's central teaching of dukkha, natural suffering writ large, the second of the three marks or characteristics of existence from a human perspective is usually named as sickness or illness. Please note in passing that illness, from the perspective of Chinese medicine, which may be closer to its cultural connotations in ancient India, denotes a lack of centeredness or balance. Something is out of kilter, the yin-yang of it all, when we fall ill. Nowadays, of course, we have much more access to many means of tracing and tracking the origins of our maladies, to environmental and other sources. Quoting from the Tricycle website again, we find a less personal, less specific definition of the three. Quote, all phenomena are marked by three characteristics: impermanence, anicca; suffering or dissatisfaction, dukkha; and not self, anatta. These three marks apply to all conditioned things, that is, everything except nirvana. Close quote. Sickness is not called out specifically as one of the many causes of suffering or dissatisfaction, probably for reasons of cultural context and medical acumen 2,500 years ago. We will get around to that throwaway line exempting so-called nirvana. I can personally testify to the dissatisfactory and suffering nature of sickness from my experience contracting COVID-19 in 2022, and more recently, a suddenly bloated GI tract blockage that had me hospitalized overnight and bedridden for over a week. The pandemic occasioned such wide medical suffering and social unrest that Shunei Onuda, the president of Sotoshu Shumucho, Zen administrative headquarters in Japan, addressed it from the Buddhist perspective in a public message. Quote, I would like to extend my heartfelt condolences for those who have lost their precious lives from the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, and offer a prayer that they may rest in peace. For those who have been affected by this illness, I pray that they will recover as soon as possible, and I would like to offer my deepest sympathy to their families and relatives who have also been affected by this illness. Also, my thoughts are with all those experiencing tremendous difficulties whose lives have been affected by the spread of this epidemic and the need to stay home. Then Mr. Onuda relates some interesting facts, providing context for the present. In the Kamakura period of Japanese history, when Dogen Zenji was teaching, there were times when cool summers caused by climate change often brought poor harvests. There were outbreaks of plague, and during the Great Kanki Famine, 1230 to 1231, it is said that about a third of the population of Japan perished. In times such as these, Dogen Zenji emphasized that these were the very times to not neglect the Buddha way. Close quote. Who is to know if the changes in climate at that time were as precipitous and global as those we are seeing today. As an island nation, Japan is likely more subject to extremes in weather because it is surrounded by ocean waters. A caveat, in our fraught, divisive times, it may be necessary to point out that this recollection of similar disasters from the history of Zen, though on a much smaller scale, is surely not intended to support either side of the ideological argument. Instead, it reinforces the premise that Zen is a practice fully prepared to meet, head-on, the vagaries of life, whether of natural, man-made, or a combination of those causes and conditions. Note that he offers condolences to those who died first, rather than to the survivors, which is characteristic of Zen funerals. The sermon is actually directed to the deceased. While emphasizing the need for disseminating accurate information and recommending that all concerned follow the practical recommendations for exercising due diligence in preventing the spread of infection, President Onoda refers back to the compassionate teachings of Zen's founders as they apply to this current international crisis. Quote, "It is in such a time that the teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha, Dogen Zenji, and Keizan Zenji are necessary. Shakyamuni Buddha taught right view, right speech, and right practice in the face of the sufferings of sickness and death." Close quote. Right view, speech, and practice, conduct exhibited in crises, do not follow the mob. Quote, "Even if people are agitated or anxious in the confusion caused by others who are fearful and buy up or hoard food and other goods, let us act calmly. Let us act in accordance with the spirit of Dogen Zenji's teaching of the intention of first saving others before ourselves, and in accordance with the Bodhisattva's four embracing actions. This is to naturally practice the way of benefiting others." Close quote. Compare to the panic mode triggered by the pandemic in most circles of the population. Then the president's message brings it home, uniting both social and personal spheres. Quote, "Also, Keizan Zenji taught that we should have compassion and love for all things, that we should sympathize with others' sufferings as if they are our own, and that with the mind of compassion we should be diligent in the practice of Zazen. I encourage you to endeavor to practice Zazen during this time that we must spend quietly at home." Close quote. So the prescription for practice in Zen remains the same in good times or bad, whether we find ourselves in truly dire straits or operating under relatively ordinary pressures of meeting the daily needs of ourselies and the community. Hie thee thither, back to the cushion. His message is directed not just to monastics, but to householders as well. And by no means is Zazen prescribed as an escape from the wolves howling at the gate, but the most direct and efficacious way to meet them where they are coming from. Matsuoka Roshi would sometimes say, "If you get sick, you just get sick. If you die, you just die. But meanwhile, do what the doctor says." He frequently made the point that his fellow countrymen and women were usually calm in the face of calamity, whether in the form of personal trauma of getting bad news in a clinical or hospital setting, or even a prognosis of imminent death This equanimity he attributed to their having been raised in a culture that embraces aging, sickness, and death as natural and foreordained, rather than in one that approaches them with fear and loathing. Even young children in Japan are, or used to be, exposed to the teachings of Buddhism and the practice of Zazen as a regular part of their upbringing. We like to think that Buddha's experience under the Bodhi tree that night, so long ago, represented the absolute apogee of good health and wellness in all its dimensions, physical, mental, emotional, and even social. Yet it included the robust embrace of the ineradicable marks of biological sentient existence. Impermanence manifested as aging, suffering manifested as illness, both physiological and psychological, and no self arising as the specter of death, the fear of non-existence on the personal plane. It seems that our modern obsession with youth and longevity lobbies against any wide acceptance of these natural marks or transitions of our existence as human beings. But all sentient beings are subject to their inevitability. No exceptions, theistic beliefs notwithstanding. Perhaps this may be seen as the true source of the neurotic aspects of this age of anxiety. We are confronted with these marks on a progressive basis as we age and become increasingly infirm or frail. It is best to engage them on the cushion when we are young and strong, but better late than never. In the next segment of Unmind, we will take up the meaning of death in the context of Dharma as the compassionate teachings. Until then, do not hesitate to allow your view of aging, sickness, and death, your personal take on mortality, to enter into your Zazen. It cannot hurt and cannot be avoided in the long run.
Unmind is a production of the Atlanta Soto Zen Center in Atlanta, Georgia, and the Silent Thunder Order. Find us on the web at aszc.org. You can support these teachings by PayPal to donate at storder.org. Gassho.